Today's daf we learn is daf chaf zayin, and last year we began halacha hey, and that was anasto fatita et biti. The claim was ones or pitui regarding his daughter, and he says lo anasti, I didn't was involved in any of that effect. So mashpia chanes is do you swear? He says amen, or I'm making you swear, and he accepts it. Rabbi Shimon says is patush em Hashem knas al piatzmo, because in the case of ones and pitui there is a knas component. Amrullah Chachamim says, what do you mean? Despite the fact there's a knas component, Mishlem Bosho become, there's other monetary aspects as well. And we left it very without much explanation. The Pnei Moshe on the Mishnah explains is that what is someone's primary claim going to be? Meaning, is someone going to claim for a knas, which is what's called midi dekeitz? That's Rabbi Yehuda's complaint. Something that's fixed that I know what I'm getting myself into. That's what my prime focus is. Well, I'm just speaking more broadly here, and whereas Chachamim say no, well, if the person with since when it comes to a knas, you can modern the knas pat, or he can exempt himself. He's going to go in terms of what's certain, despite the fact the value itself is not so predictable. That's why Pnei Moshe explains the Mishnah. However, what the Gemara is going to do is try and explain exactly what's happening now in our Mishnah with a different detail. So, and this piece we're going to explain like the Ritbaz. I kind of like the explanation because it connects to the sugi that we're doing before, and you'll see why. So we'll go with it. It says as follows. Anasal pita biti. Rabbi Zera says, Rabbi Yosef says to Rabbi Yochanan, Divrei Rabbi Shimon, meaning understand your Rabbi Shimon, ikat tfiya knas li and however li divrei chachamim love. So let me read you the Ritbaz. He says, Rotzon amad, to tavol ba met, that actually claimed, according to both shitot, when the father came and claimed the compensation, if you like, or exact the punishment for the case of ones and pitui, he wanted all things. Both shitot understanding. He wants the knas, he wants the boshet, he wants the pagam, both the monetary components and the knas components. However, uvshvuato hi ala knas, vihi ikar tviyah. But the difference is when it comes to the ikar tviyah is on knas. Umizeh kam Rabbi Yochanan, just like we said earlier, contra Rabbi Yochanan, if you remember. Divrei Rabbi Shimon, this was a case where someone made a shvuah that he didn't have in his possession wheat, barley, and spelt. And we said there, and if indeed he didn't have wheat in his possession, then he'd be pater on the shahr, on the rest of them. Why? And he explains, Kevin to Omer lo yesh lechachitim, he says, I have wheat. He's the sorry of Kusmin. Patu, why she ain't lo chitin? He didn't have chitin. That was true. Mishum ikar tviyato ala chitin. Because the ikar tviyah is on the chitin. Veshvuata kai ala chitin vekushte mishtabe. And indeed, he made it. It was true regarding chitin. In other words, there can be multiple components in a shvuah, but what's the ikar? And we go, halech achar ha'ikar. If you remember, just to be clear, that was the first way we explained Rabbi Yochanan. That's going to be important for the continuation of the Gemara. Says Hachinami, so to Ikar Tviyato, even though both Rabbi Shimon and Chachamim agree that all three things are being claimed, the understanding of Rabbi Shimon is Hachinami, Ikar is main Tviyas Naknas, Va'kol Olech Achar Ikar. Val Ken, so too, Afal Pishatov Agam, despite the fact he is claiming Boshin Pagam as well. Aval Kiva, the Ikar Tviyah, the actual main claim is Ala Knas, Ha'kol Olech Achar Ikar, everything goes by the Ikar claim. And since you don't have a so you don't make a shvua pigadon on a knas, that's why it'd be pator. Kivan shepator al knas pator al hashar. V'arei ze mamash ka'id Rabbi Yochanan. That's why he explains the sugya fits very much aligned with what we learned according to Rabbi Yochanan before. Okay, that is his way of explaining it. However, the next shita is Amar Ilah. No, divrei Rabbi Shimon betov'o tov'o knas boshetu begam v'divrei chachamim tov'o, he's claiming. Boshep gam uknas, and that sounds like an order matter, but I'm going to continue with Ritbaz because it's important to explain it through because Pnei Moshe explains it differently. And it's important. It says ki'ita b'bavli. Explain the rabbi. Derabanan sfer lo shavu inish midi demode v'chayev aleya. That these are not going to. He's not going to. According to Chachamim, the main, not just the main focus. The main claim he's going to go for is that which he is able to with certainty get. But a knas, again, he can patur himself. So what's then the nafgamina between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Ilah? What's the difference between what the first shita and the second one is? Sounds like they're both simply what's the ikar. Says no. The Rabbi Yochanan until we are called according to the first, you know, the Rabbi Yasser who said name Rabbi Yochanan. He's according to Rabbi Shimon is claiming everything. Hakol, haknas boshu begam, haknas hi ikar. But the knas is the ikar, and it seems like it follows up what Rabbi Yochanan was saying within Rabbi Shimon's shita earlier. Hakol holech achar ikar. You go by what the ikar is. Rabbi Ilah says no. That it's not because he's going by what's the Ikar, and it's in terms of what's his own, that's what his sole claim is. He's coming into court, I want the knas. Okay. Ach boshu b'kam nichlal mimele, but it just happens to be that it's nichlal mimele because I've happened to be in court. Well, and I'm making a claim against Ones. If he's found guilty, he's also going to have to pay the monetary components. Okay, that's the difference. V'rabbanan for the boshu b'kam hiya tzfir bifnei atzmo v'knas nichlal mimele, and it's other way around. So, in other words, it's a subtle difference between the first two shittah. The first shittah is the person's coming in and claiming absolutely everything. I want all three. And therefore, depends on what's the ikar, what's the ikar, kol achara ikar, that's fixed with Rabbi Yochanan before, and if the ikar, you're not chayiv, therefore you're not chayiv on the shahr. The other shita is, no, he's coming in with one claim. I want the knas. No. I want the mammon. Yes, obviously he's going to get all the other things, and mishach mimelech, because he's found guilty, the person has to pay all the components. That seems to be what the debate's about. Okay? And there's understanding our debate. So again, that's Rabbi Yasser b'shem Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Ila. However, Rabbanan Amrim, the Chachamim, the Rabbanan here says, Amrim divrei Rabbi Shimon. There's a bit of a gerusa change according to everybody, which is that, in other words, Rabbi Shimon Tovot Devar Echad is only claiming one thing, and Chachamim says claiming all three. Okay? And it's there, therefore, that's a Kiryat Babavli, that's a gerusa change, and they say, and he quotes Pei Moshe doing exactly the same thing. Now, the Gemara asks the following. Now, this is where it gets really interesting according to the Ribaz. He says, Reb Zera Baye Kemer Reb Yasa. Did you hear that Rabbi Yochanan? Well, in other words, you said according. This is the first shita. You said according to Rabbi Yochanan, the machlok it's about hakol nimshach achar ikar. In other words, Reb Shimon says the reason why it's patur because it's nimshach achar ikar and ikanar is knas. Nachon? Is that because you derived that from what you heard Rabbi Yochanan elsewhere, or you heard that his opinion explicitly? Now, where would he have derived it from? And it's exactly the sugya we've just been discussing. So let me read inside the again, read Baz. He says, "Rotzel Amar, Im Shabbat beFirush Rabbi Yosi that's the Tofa Ali by the Reb Shimon Hakol Shimon Hakol Acha Knas Warishon Hu Eikar or Lo Shabbat beFirush Amereza or maybe didn't first where Ach Shamata you implied it Miklala Minameimer that we learned back in Halacha Dalet, which is the Amar Rabbi Yochanan Dibur Rabbi Shimon Nimtzah Sheim Patur, which is the case we just said." Which is again, the claim was against Chitin, Seorin, and Kusmin, and he was telling the truth about Chitin, then it'd be Patur on the Shahr. In other words, did you derive it from that understanding of Rabbi Yochanan, and therefore implied it here, or did you hear it beferush? Now, why is that important? It says, Omizot lamarata kamo atam ikara. We'll skip the rest of it. So therefore, the Gemara says, brilliant, says, Amrab Yosa, Amrabi Yasi, clearly de Sabak Rabbana. So what's it mean? Midasha'al continue in the Rabbi Ribaz. The factor of Bizar asked this Shela, Mishum de Sava Karabana. Now, which Rabbana are we talking about? De Sfirale, they hold the time of the Rishimon Mishum Eino Tovei Ela Knas Lechud. That's Rabbanan who says Tovei Achad. That's the third Shita we just saw. The reason why he says it's Patur because he's only asking for Knas. Ve'eino Tovei, and he's not asking for Boshet and Kam Klal. In other words, again, the nafgimni, if you like, between Rabbi Yosef, what he said in the name of Reuchan and the Chachamim, because again, Rabbi Yosef and that really he claimed all three, whereas Rabbanan says, no. Well, the reason why he says Patur because all this came is Knas. V'u Palig, and therefore, and the reason why he's asking this question, because he's Palig Ba'alacha Dali, because if you remember within the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan, it says, it's a Mufurash, Alha, hu Meimra, the Rabbi Yochanan, but Tavachitim, because Misurim, Umafarish, the Rabbi Shimon Ba'alacha, Tahacha, Rabbanan. V'sfirale, what? The Rabbi Yochanan lo kamar erla betolem furash kusmin besurim besurim beketin. Ayin sham. If you remember, we learned there was another of explaining Rabbi Shimon why if you were told the truth regarding chitin is patan shar. Not because of kela kola lachachari kar. The other understanding of Rabbi Yochanan is because he was tole echad b'sheni. One was to turn on the other. It's a bit like the woman who made the ned and the zirut that was connected that was tole on her friend, and that's why if the first one falls, all the rest of them fall. Because they were toled that connect the other ones. However, about to wear chitin besorim bekusmin, normally, dav ikar tviyah chitin. No, maybe not. Maybe no. We don't go acharikar. Okay. So in other words, I want to explain this because it's so beautiful because it connects the two sugyas together. In other words, Rabbi Yosef's understanding of Rabbi Yochanan is because of hokol alachar even if he claims it all. Other shitot said effectively, no, he's only really claiming, let's say, knas and especially Rabbanan. So Reb Zera said, did you hear? necessarily on in this sugi mafurash, or do you imply it from the previous sugya? Why is he asking that question? Because he disagrees with the understanding of Rabbi Yochanan in that sugya. Because the understanding of which you're trying, if you imply it, is based on the standard kol halacha ikar. But there's another way to understand what Rabbi Yochanan said in that sugya, was that it's nothing related to kol halacha ikar. It's just because there was a technicality in that case, there was a chad tole b'sheni. He says, my shvur regarding Tzorim is like the shvur Pigadon, etc. Regarding Chitin, etc. So therefore the Gemara says, Av Amar Rav Yonah filu du sava kriv ela. He could even be holding Rav Ila. Don't connect to Rabban. He could even talk about Rav Ila. Why? Because again, Rav Ila said the claim is only regarding one thing. So I'll just explain here. Again, the Korban Eda. The Ridbaz. He says, Beferush manin nididan. As well. Now Mishal Shapi Rav Yossi in Beferush Mir. Why? De Mishum da filu Rav Ila that we just said that was a second shita. Nami Ein Ra Lehahu. It has no bearing on that sugi we learned earlier. Regarding chitin v'sorim, mishum da'afilu l'Rav Ila nami matnitin d'dan eino tovei al-kas. Our Mishnah is saying this all contrary to Shimon, all he's doing is claiming just knas and knas alone. Ach nichlal mimela, and it happened to be, by the by, if he's in court, he's going to be able to get, collect also boshet and pgam if the person's found guilty. Like we said, that's the second shita. V'rabana tzfir l'digam boshet pgam nami avi tfiyah b'fnei atzma, as we said, v'lav nichlal, it's not sort of the nichlal knas. V'nimtzef, da'afilu nami ein raya. There's no raya lahu, has no bearing on that sugur at all. Because we dahaha matnitin Rabbi Shimon. Now back sort of combining the Gemara, Rabbi Shimon batovel devar echad. Because in our cases, what's doing, what he's called is being tovel devar echad. He's only tovel knas, and it's not related to there's an ikar and a tafel tvia. Whereas that sugya bram hacha. Hacha meaning not here, the way Ridbaz explained it, that previous sugya regarding Chitin, Surim, and Kusmin, there explicitly he's asked for three different things. In other words, once again, that even if you hold like Rav Ila, it could also be that this had no bearing on our understanding of that sugya previously. Okay, beseder. So that's really left to the question in terms of Rav Ila said, did you hear it explicitly or not, or did you try and imply it from the previous sugya? Okay, let's continue. Marana says, Ein li ela dvarim she'enu meshalem alayem et hakerem. So that's only things that have a principle. Minayin l'tshlumi kefer t'tshlumi arba v'chamisha onis mafate motzi shemra. How do I know all these other things that have really a knas and a mammon component? For example, a kefel, he's in case of when he steals, there's a principle he pays back, plus the knas paying double. T'tshlumi arba v'chamisha steals like an animal, as we said, a sheep or a cow, and he checks or sells it, arba v'chamisha. Honest mafati, we said, not only is there a fine, there's also a monetary compensation for the damage. Vamotzi shemra, we'll have to touch on that in a minute. Talmud lomar mikol asher yishav alav b'sheker. That sort of includes all these other cases as well. Drash. The Gemara says, 1 second. Motzi shemra is a knas. Motzi shemra, what's the mammon component? So to explain, motzi shemra, if you remember, is where the husband claims that his wife had an affair during the period. She's not a betula. And he's found out to be false, and then he has to pay this knas. But it's kulo knas. So how do I do, so? But we just said when it comes to a shvur pikadon, you owe me, and he denies it, that it's only things that have at least some mammon component. And motzi shemra, what? There's no mammon. There's no doubt. There's no monetary compensation for any physical damage caused. It's just a claim you made in Beit Din as a knasi after Beit Hamishiv Seker. So the Gemara says, So the Gemara says. It's actually Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah Rabbi Shimon he da Amar Magaba hadavar be Magaba davar taloi. Now this we've already discussed Magaba by the way davar taloi within the Shito of Korban Eda previously, but I'll read it over in the Pnei Moshe now. He says Plukter Rabbi Shimon Rabban Ktuba. That's a machlok we've seen in Ktuba. Ba'amdam Bedin, again a woman who was again onas l'pitui and she stood. It was already Amad Bedin was tried in court and the money had been collected yet. Now, if she's still a Na'ara or Ktana, the money would have gone to the father. But after the case was closed, before money is collected, she bagra, she became adult. So Achlo bagra prior to the father. Prior to her maturing, the money would have gone to the father. Meta av, if the father died, harishala achim. The chachamim understand would go to the brothers now, because the money should have gone to the father, and therefore it's part of the general Yerusha. And wouldn't go to her if she's at all. However, Bishimot says, no, lo yispike lagabot, if it wasn't money wasn't yet collected before the father died, harei yishal atzalah goes to her. Umafar shatan de Rabbanan say, the amida biyad, beitin, sorry, hadavar taloi. That when is it, it's dependent on when it is collected, not when the person's found guilty. So, in other words, that's why the father died before it was collected. It's not considered the father's property because it was never collected. It can go straight to her. She can collect it. But the fine. Now it says, V'avdinan, and we treat it then like a malva. To b'shar ha'mabedin, malva mina Torah alav. Because at the time of Mabadin, it becomes like a loan. Rabbi Shimon Magabata, according to Rabbi Shimon, he understands no, it's actually depend on collection. Ad shetovo beitin, and therefore it's a ma'aser beitin. Have a mammon, therefore it's not a mammon to lahorish levanav. And they're talking about knas on a semafate. Hachinami also motzi shemra, the same thing. It must be our case already. Mamad bedin. Why are you saying Rishimon? The Rishimon shapi kamar to the knasu. Your kasha only makes sense according to Rabbi Shimon. Why? Because it's not considered a loan beit din. It's still a ma'aser beit din. The knas is in place until it's collected according to Rabbi Shimon. So your kasha is a good one. However. According so Avraham Rabbanan, we can say it can be already defined as mammon in the case of Motzi Shemra. Where, how? Once he's already been the man's already been found guilty, immediately it's already considered the property of the father, we said. And therefore it's like a loan. And already it takes the form of being like Malveh, so therefore it takes the form of mammon. And that's why if he denies it, we says Kamal, therefore it's kofer by mammon and chayv. So in other words, I'll explain it very simply. All these cases, again, his only chayv b'shvuah pikadon is if he denies something has at least a monetary component. The big kasha was why you mentioning Motzi Shemra, and the answer is it must be according to really the reason why I mentioned this is only a situation where already a man badin, meaning it's already been found guilty, and the bein says now you have to pay. Kohen Chachamim at that point already becomes the property of the father, and therefore it's like a loan, and it takes the form of mammon at that time. It's already considered mammon like a debt, and that's why if the father died, it would go to his yorshim. According to Rabbi Shimon, you're right, it is a kasha. Because it doesn't yet, it's not like a loan yet, and it's dependent on when he's gover, when he comes to collect the money, whoever comes to collect the money. And according to Rabbi Shimon, if the father's dead, it would go to her because it's not considered a loan yet. It's still considered it takes the form of a knas until the time of actual collection, not at the time of Gemara, not up until the time of Gemara did. Okay, that's how he explains that piece. Okay, let's now next halacha. He said, "Ganavto, you stole my shor." He says he denies it. Mashpiach, he swears. Amar Amen. He says again, "The shvuah is makabel." We say, "Gana," then he's chayav. Clearly, "Ganavto." What if he says, "Yes, I did steal it, but I never shechted this animal. Or macharti, I never sold it." Mashpiach, and he says, "You swear," and he says, "Amen." In that situation, he says it would be patur. Why? Because the mammon component he completely admitted to. He only denied the knas component. And we said there's no shvuah regarding a knas. That's straight and clear. Let's continue. Hemit shochad shor your ox killed my ox. V'omer lo hemit. No, he did not. The mishpach, do you swear? I said amen. And he, again, the shvuah was makabel. And he ended up, he lied. Then he'd have to bring this, bichayv. Chayv a korban because again, it was a monetary compensation. Hemit shochad avdi, what if he said your ox killed my eved? Now, in that situation, it's a fixed sum of money in the Torah. Which is a shloshim slayim, and anything that's fixed, not proportional damage, is defined as a knas. So in that situation, he's denying a knas. Again, and then that situation would be patur from the shvuah pikadon. Next, you injured me. You injured me, and you called me a wound. So I want to be collect compensation. I didn't do anything. And I didn't do anything. Again, makes a shvuah. He says, in that situation, it's all mantri chayav. Amarlo, he said, Abdo hipalta. Amarlo Abdo, his eved said to him, "You knocked my tooth out, or you simita et eni, or you blinded me." Now, what's the pat in that situation? He doesn't collect compensation. He gets to go free, irrespective of his value. That's a knas now. So, in other words, and again, the owner denies mishpiachani va'amar amein, and that situation could be part of from a shvuah pikadon, meaning the punishment for making this shvuah pikadon. So, zeh klal, these are generals, really trying to stretch a few times. Kol ha'shel pi'atzmo, more anything that's not a knas, meaning through his own admission, he would have to pay, then it's chayev. V'she'ena mishlem more because a knas, and what if a knas pator, it wouldn't apply shvuah pikadon. Okay, listen to the Gemara. Ganavta churi. Which is as follows. I'll just explain here. The Pnei Moshe says, In Dafka Knas, Shuyo Termi Devav Shivyo, Eno Meshlem, Aval Vamei Shivyo Shele Eben Meshalem Apiatzmo, Ta Lav Knas Mikre Kenema Farshvaza. So the question is, we've just said in the situation of the Shokha, him, like, injured my Eved, okay? We said there's a Knas component to be paid. Now, do we say that he's Patur only from the Knas that's in excess of the value? Or do we treat the whole thing as a Knas? So Gemara says Taman Taninan says Hemitrocha Abdi. So now, sorry, we learn from our case. So let me say Mipiv means he's moda. He's moda beknas. Now moda beknas. Sorry, let me just correct that. Sorry, because the proof is from Mishnah. He's moda beknas. Now moda beknas is normally patur, but the question is, what if it's is it patur from the full amount or only the excess above the value of the eved? So the Gemara now says Taman. Let's look at the case. Then Hemitrocha Abdi, who Omer lo denies Meshbiachani Amen. He is patur. Now, therefore, we understand that the Hemit Abdi is fully, therefore, a knas. Because if it was partial mammon, partial knas, he would be chayev, like we've been saying. So the whole thing's a knas, the payment for killing a eved. Okay, Taman Tanina. Hemit Shocha Abdi. V'hu omer lo amit, meshpiach ani v'ro me'amen, patur. This is. Sorry, I missed a bit. I missed a huge section. Let me go back to the top of the Gemara. Sorry. So Mat Shlichale. The question basically is the whole 30 knas, or is it your term midvav knas? Is it just the excess, like I explained? So in tamar koshlim knas, in mishalem, he doesn't have to pay anything. In tamar, your term midvav, if it's only the excess is the knas, then he would have to pay the base amount, at least to the value, not excess of the but. Fine, that's a question, and therefore we bring the proof of our Mishnah to Matanin. Basically, we've explained. So I just want to fill in that bit. The Gemara itself was fleshing out the stuff I talked through anyway. Amar Chai Kamer Yosei Tiftar says that's not a proof. Why is that not a proof? Maybe it's true. Maybe it's true that for an Eved, a portion of that Shloshim Shekel is actually Mammon. But why is it that in this situation, if he's in the Shua Pikun is Patur, it could be that we're dealing with an Eved in that case that has no value, riddled with boils. So therefore, there is no monetary part value within the Shloshim. So Gemara says, Amar Chagai, Kamer Rabbi Yosei, Tiftar Shemir Eved Babu Chashan, like I just said. So Amar Lei, V'mor D'matri, if that's the case, what about the Sefer? Now, you've got to be careful here, because the interesting, I've got the Likutei Mefarshim that takes, we need this sugya in Ketubot, who cited it brings a carbonator there and says, but this is from not the Sefer in the Mishnah, because it mentioned the Mishnah in this case we're about to read. It's from a Braita. But the Pnei Moshe here says, well, he didn't know what that is, because he didn't find a Tosefta of a Michelta. He looked through all, if you like, the Braitot, and he couldn't find this piece. But nonetheless, it says, Amalei Morda Batra, Hemit Shorcha Beni, your ox killed my son. V'omer lo emit, Mashpiach, he makes his swear, but Omer Amen, he says Amen, he's Chayav. Now, if you say with that whole sugya is talking about a mukashchin has no value, why is he chayev? Well, patur mukashchin via patur. If it's a mukashchin, he has no value, so therefore he's not denying anything of monetary value. Because again, shvua pikadon is only if it has at least a shaveh puti is denying. So leit yachol that nein hamit, it gets, and this leit yachol is non-ketubah, but leit yachol, this leit yachol emit ben chorein noten shivyo. Masha noten is giving over something. So Amar Rav Ezra Kamei Rav Mana Tiftar Kamanda Amar. Okay, it could be as follows. In other words, when it comes to the Eved, the reason why you're Patur, just you could still argue that normally there would be a monetary component. It just happens to be in that case there is no monetary component because we're dealing with an Eved that has no value. Okay. However, what about the son? You want to say the son also had no monetary value, also Mukashchin. Why do you have to pay? Because it could be because there's a machloket of how you pay. Do you pay Demei Nizak or Demei Mazik? And it might be called a shita, you pay Demei Mazik. The value you're paying is not the person who was killed, but the value of the person who was responsible. Okay, meaning that the troll actually killed. We're talking about paying kofir here. Again, we're talking about an ox that's killing. Okay? So Amarle, well, you can't say that, because in command Amarle ten pinyan nafsho, if it's a pinyan for the person who's responsible, the owner of the ox, meaning shel hamazik, then kulo knas, the whole thing's a knas anyway. Because if I'm paying my value, not the value of the meaning of the victim that my ox killed, that's clearly not mammon. There's no relationship between them, someone paying and the damage that was caused. So therefore, it's clearly knas. So therefore, it can't be tov mukashrin. And therefore, if you like, let's roll back the sugya. It clearly would be when it comes to an eved, the entire sum of is considered a knas. Okay, the Gemara says, okay, we've just said someone who's moda beknas, someone who admits to paying a fine, he is patur from paying. So in other words, he goes to Beit Din and says, you know, I did X, Y, Z, whatever knas it was, for example, the case of I knocked out the tooth of my eved or its eye, and he's patur, moda beknas patur, is exempt from that. So the Gemara says, or a similar case, but for example, he stole. He admits he stole from an individual. He pays back the money. He doesn't have to pay the kefir. Okay, that's more of a knas part. The Gemara says, do you still say maushi or mer lotze bidei shemayim? Do you still say, okay, baiting kamechayev you, but you should do the right thing? Do we say like it's said that it counts as shemayim? You better pay double anyway. Do we say that? It's your choice. However, Mishmina learned the following. It says ma'aseh bereben gamliel sheapir shen tavi avdo. This is the famous tavi avid of Rabban Gamliel, and he knocked out his tooth. And what happened was he was after Gabi, he went to Rabbi Yeshua and says, Tevi Abdi Matsati Ila Leshachro, and I can finally found a way that I can now set him free. Okay, so he's excited about it. So Amar Leit Biadcha, Ve'in Knasot Ela Ve'edim Ve'edim. Well, the Knasot can't be applied except with Ve'edim and Ve'edim. Now, the assumption is he's affected Moda Beknas, and basically what you've been doing now is Patra, you won't be able to, you don't have to free him. Hadamrar she'enu rim lotz, and if it was really true that you'd say nonetheless say to Yeshamayim that there was an inyan that nonetheless despite the baiting machayev you the let's say the knas is still in play to sell out an account, then that would be ground then for you to allow you to sit for your eved. Okay, because important to understand is the one's not allowed to free an eved knani v'avdo olam, and so he really wanted, he liked his eved tabi, he wanted to free him, and he said he was Rabban Gamliel got very excited. Oh, I found a way because I knocked out his tooth. And it seems to be Rabbi Yeshua says, well, practically won't be able to execute this knas. Okay. Again, Pnei Moshe says clearly, lo atal kumim neshor dita mepiatz mecha. You admitted ve'en knas olecha ve'la bebeitim ve'edi. Only if you were taken to beitim with edim, then you'd be, if you like, chayev. So the Gemara now is trying to mash for something else. Rabban Gamliel bar Ilai by kamei Rav Mana. Rabban Gamliel command ama mutal shachra leshachrer. Now the assumption is there's two ways to understand this. The Pnei Moshe says the Havamina is that the freedom right says matzate ila is because mishum di usa kasavar mutar lashachrer. He thought it was mutar to shachrer. However, everyone disagreed with him, and therefore finally matzate ila found a way now saying my eved to me according to shitati. However, so amaleno kol garma. I mean the whole garma amra ashasul lashachrer deloken that no. The whole case seems to suggest that he agreed this asul leshachrer, this eved delaken. If it wasn't the case, he would have shared. He would have freed him prior to the zeran goel. He would have freed him prior to the ma'aser rishon. Meaning, he wouldn't have waited he would have done it even before he injured his eved, and because lo ya mishu shem chel, because no one would. This is Ram Gamliel. He's not. He could stand up in front of anybody. Okay, the commentator has a slightly different parish. And I didn't look up, but I don't remember how we explained the sugi according to the Reb Chaim back in Ketubot. But anyway, but that was our drach perek shvuah pikadon, drach perek shvuah pikadon, drach perek shvuah pikadon. Let's just learn the Mishnah, and then we'll get into shvuah dain in a lot more detail next year. So shvuah dain. So we've talked about lots of shvuah. Shvuah bitui, shvuah shav, shvuah sheker, shvuah edu, and shvuah pikadon. Those are all the shvuah we've done. Now we're doing shvuah dain. This is one where the beitin can mechayev someone to make a shvuah. This is not someone, all the ones we've been doing now, someone says, I volunteer to make a shvuah, and they can choose not to. He doesn't want mechayivim to make a shvuah. And this is, for example, that is the case of famously what's called modem amikzat. So our ta'anah shtei kesef, the minimum ta'anah, well, actually, the way the Pnei Moshe explains it, which is quote shiad rav, means the kfira mitocha, the hoda'a mitocha, the hoda'a mitocha sachakol ishtei kesef. Sorry, the kfira mitocha, the whole amount is shtei kesef, voda'a is a shaver pruta. So in other words, the entire claim has to be shtei kesef and a pruta, so he's kofer at least shtei kesef, and the hoda'a has to be at least a shaver pruta. That's modern mikzah, that's our limits. So it says, v'im hein hoda'a, if there's no admission, and if the admission is not the same min as a ta'ana, then we say patur. Again, we'll discuss all this in Mitzvah. So, ketzad shtei kesef li biadcha. You have two kesef, and he says, Ein Bechare, he says, look, I've got nothing in you. There's complete denial. So therefore, there's no modem mitzat here. They didn't come to make a shvuah. Patu. Shtei kesef upruta yesh li biyadcha. If you've got two to Anna pruta, Ein Bechare de ela pruta, uchayev, that fits perfectly because the whole claim was shtei kesef and a pruta. And what happened is he denied, all he admitted was a pruta, and the denial, the full denial was shtei kesef, that fits exactly like Shitat Rav very nicely. Obviously, Shmuel is a different way of reading this Mishnah, but again, for simplicity, we'll just keep it this way for the moment. So, mana liyabadcha, if he says, you've got a maneh, he says, anyway, he did full denial, patur. Mana liyabadcha, he says, anyway, ela chamishim denar, so it's a partial admission. Clearly, 100 in the middle means 50, then it's chayav. Manala abe biyadcha. My father has, you know, that you've got something in your possession that belonged to my father. And he says, and that is a maneh, full 100. And he says, Ein lo, and he says, Ein lechaul. He says, you have only 50. In that situation, we don't call that a partial admission. We call this he says, Patu wa, because meshiva veda. So he'd explain a meshiva veda, show the penim Moshe. He says, Patu mishfuwa kedat nan. If I find something on the street, a wallet, and I return it, and the person says, there was $100 in this wallet. And I say, I found it empty. Now, if Beit Din could mechayev me make a shvuah, then what's going to happen? No one's going to want to pick things up off the street. No one's going to do Hashavat Aveda anymore. So, mishum Hashavat Aveda, we don't mechayev a meshuah. So, this is also like that. We want the world to operate. We want people to return lost objects. However, therefore, in this situation, it's davka kishe'ein ben to'en vaday. This is only why we say it's considered meshiva vada. This is where the son is not sure. He's not to'en vaday. It's not saying, I know for sure you've got, my father gave you 100. It's saying, look, I think you've got my father's possession. If you have in your possession 100, you know, 100, a maneh that father, that were my father's. It's a shema. Dabai patur, this guy's patur even from a shvuat heser, which is a type of shvuat that chachamim can mechayiv you to make. We'll discuss those as well. Mitzvah Hashem, she'ein mashpina al tana shema. So there's no, you don't make shvuat tana shema. Aval tano vaday. And therefore it's considered a hashavat aveda, meaning he has the, it doesn't have a definite claim. So when the person says it wasn't 100, it was only 50, it's not considered partial admission. He's doing a hashavat aveda because the guy has the yoresh has no claim whatsoever. He can't mechayiv him anything. It's a shema claim. It's not a bari claim, and therefore, when he says, "Oh, it's only 50," it's not considered modern mikta. It's considered hashavat aveda. Okay. However, aval he says ta'ano vaday, if it was a definite claim, v'amahala lo haya etzli ela chamishim, and the guy says, "No, it was only 50." That's a chayv shvuah d'oraisa. That's a classic case of modern mikta. Okay. Beseder, that's a mishnah we started to drop early. We'll take it from the gemara next year. Kol tov, have a good day.
Thank you.
Thank you.